Let's head on over to Robert. Robert, you're on KXNT with Dr. Joe Heck. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Fine, thank Robert. You. Go right ahead, sir.
Congressman Heck, I just wanted to thank you because, you know, I'm a working man just like the rest of you, and you're absolutely right. Social Security is a pyramid scheme, and, you know, I'm just nervous because the money that I'm paying right now, I am paying for other people's futures, and fewer people are paying for my benefits as well. And that's not what Social Security was intended for. Why aren't more people talking about this, and what can Washington do to start doing something to fix it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Robert, and you're exactly right. You know, back in 1955, there were 9 people paying in for every person collecting. By 1975, that dropped down to 3-to-1. It's projected that over the next 20 years, it'll be down to 2-to-1. You know, and it's already said that Social Security is probably going to be insolvent in about 20 years. So we can wait until 20 years from now to take action, or we can take action now. And like you, I've been paying into Social Security for almost 32 years and want to make sure that that there's a benefit there when I retire. I co-sponsored a bill that would say that Social Security contributions from your paycheck go into a fund that can only be used to pay for Social Security. You know, previous Congresses have raided the Social Security Trust Fund for other pet projects and to try to balance the budget and use it for other projects. We've got to make sure that the money going in goes specifically to those that are expecting a benefit at some point in time. And then we're going to have to look at a lot of other options to put on the table to make sure that the program remains viable and stable. It's a matter of leadership. You know, previous Congress has done nothing about the debt. They've shown no leadership on the debt. Now we're in a debt crisis. They're showing no leadership on Medicare, and we're approaching a Medicare crisis. And if nobody wants to show leadership on Social Security, we'll have the same crisis in about 20 years.
Robert, appreciate your call this afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.